Next question is Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, Holt, H-O-L-T, and last first name is F-L-O-R-I-S-T-E-N-E, 11/21/25. Is a date that I need on it? Yeah, her date of birth is, Date of birth is 2/3/1946. This face to face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient was seen for the sole purpose of hospice evaluation, period. I mean, face-to-face evaluation, period, today. And patient currently belongs to, or belongs in, his third benefit period extending from 10/28/25 to 12/6/25. This is a 79-year-old gentleman, a woman, sorry, totally bedbound, lives with her stepdaughter, Jennifer. She's under care of wound care because of the cubitus ulcer recently changed from MedHoney, M-E-D-H-O-N-E-Y, to Hydrofera, H-Y-D-R-O-F-E-R-A, blue, with already daughter seen some changes and improvement, period. She has a history of atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, period. She also has a history of hypertension, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, behavioral issue. Patient is having a hard time getting her nights and days mixed up, currently on Remeron 15 and Seroquel 50. Along with Ativan on a PRN basis. The patient is eating less. Her MAC has dropped to 21 centimeter. PPS score is at 30% now, with the FAST score that has dropped down to 7D, as in David, oriented to person only most of the time, and sometimes not oriented at all to person, place, or time, period. She's now sleeping 12 hours a day, period. Jennifer tells me with turning, mom gets very short of breath. Patient continues to decline as far as her mental condition is concerned. Has issues with chronic pain, on pain medication on a regular basis. As long as she takes her pain medication and her blood pressure medication, they appear to be stable. The sacral ulcer last evaluation was 2 cm by 2.5 cm with no evidence of infection. This is currently covered up at this time. She's sleeping most of the day, as I mentioned, with decreased appetite, eating about 20-30% of her meals. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, which is actually her stepdaughter is quite aware of mom's grave prognosis and tries to keep her as comfortable as possible in the last few days of her life. She states, by the way, her blood pressure today was 130 over 88, pulse was 82, respiration is 18, O2 side was 95% on room air. Patient has a 1+ pedal edema. Patient also has issues with hallucination and difficulty with mentation and getting her nights and days mixed up. Patient requires turning every 2 hours to keep pressure off the bony prominences and to keep her from developing further ulcerations and decubitus ulcerations, period. It's important to mention that the decubitus ulcers are on malnutrition, and given her advanced disease, these will probably never heal and deemed to be on minimal unresponsive, deemed to be unhealable. Is that a word? Most likely not heal, just put that. And these wounds most likely will not heal. Okay, we got that one. Next patient we're going to do is going to be Thelma, T-H-E-L-M-A, Holder, H-O-U-L-D-E-R. Ms. Holder was seen today for interim face-to-face evaluation. Patient was recently hospitalized with unresponsiveness, UTI, shortness of breath, and chest pain. Was sent home with antibiotics currently. Patient is having severe behavioral issues, difficulty sleeping. Weight loss, she's very hard of hearing. Patient's daughter, Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, tells me that since hospitalization, she's definitely taken a turn for worse as far as her mental. She's currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's, dementia, and hypertension. Blood pressure is much better controlled with the new medications provided at the hospital. She has a, given her changing the status, the fact that she's no longer ambulatory, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, and a FAST score now has dropped to 7A. PPS has dropped down to 30%. Patient is does not know who she is most of the time. At times she remembers her name. Patient continues to decline, especially post-hospitalization. And she most likely has less than 6 months to live. On top of that, this will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient was seen for the sole purpose of interim face-to-face. Patient currently is in her eighth benefit period, extending from 12-8, 25 to 2-5, 26. Period. Let's see if I want to say anything else about Ms. Holder. Patient's current medication includes Losartan 25 milligram once a day, Etoprol 25 milligram once a day, Aldactone 50 milligram a day, Septra DX for her current infection, Eliquis 5 milligram BID, Topamax 50 milligram a day, Biomix 1 milligram a day, Tramadol, which has been increased to one tablet four times a day for pain, Restoril 15 milligram, one to two tablets at night for sleep, and Remeron 15 milligram, which I would suggest dropping down to 7.5 milligram to allow patient a better rest, since Remeron works better at a lower dose as far as sleep is concerned. Let's see if there's anything else. Family history, no change. Both mom and dad died of old age. Allergy, none. Immunization. Daughter doesn't know if she was given an immunization during the hospitalization. We'll try to get those records. Patient's previous records indicate that patient had a 50-pound weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Her MAC was around 32 centimeter. Which is... currently at 31 centimeter at today's visit. Vital signs, blood pressures. Did I say blood pressure? The room O2 side is 95%, pulse is 80, respiration is 82. No, respiration is 20. Blood pressure is 130 over 88. Put that in there, please. Patient remains hospice appropriate post discharge from the hospital with a drop in FASD, drop in her MAC, drop in her PPS score, continues to be ADL dependent, decreased weight, decreased appetite. Patient has a 1+ pedal edema because of protein calorie malnutrition. She's now sleeping all the time, has symptoms of sundowner syndrome, which was addressed with the daughter. As well as we'll do further discuss with the DON and hospice medical director via a copy of this note. Overall prognosis remains poor, most likely has less than 6 months to survive her disease without intervention. Thank you.